your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
I think this community up there at Mosman, they continue to defy probability. I mean, here we go again. I think it was 20 million last time. And a whole lot of people going into that meeting yesterday or the day before were thinking, I don't know if we're going to get another extension. Well, here's the headline. Mosman Sugar Mill faces liquidation vote as government offers flood-affected town $12 million lifeline to save it. Now, it says they've offered a cyclone-affected community a $12 million lifeline as their town's major employer. The sugar mill faces liquidation. Residents confronted the Premier with a protest before a town hall meeting, pleading for financial help to save the mill. Mr. Miles offered the community an unexpected reprieve, announcing a funding package aimed at attracting a viable buyer to take the mill over. Now, if that's unsuccessful, the Premier said the $12 million would be used to help the Mosman workforce transition away from the sugar industry. Now, it goes on to say the administrators had recommended last week the parent company, Far North Milling, be wound up, which would jeopardise the economic future of Mosman just weeks after it was flooded during Jasper. Look, that'll do for the moment, because I've got Jeremy Blockie on the line, who is across these particular matters. He's the President Douglas Chamber of Commerce. Jeremy, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, John. How are you?
I'm well, Jeremy, but it's interesting. Did that meeting go the way you would have expected it to go?
Actually, not really at all. First up, we actually had the Chamber had a deputation with the Premier himself, with Minister Ferner. And look, I'd be perfectly honest, we left that meeting after about 25 minutes pretty much deflated. The Premier didn't give anything away. And yeah, basically we're saying, essentially, we're waiting on the outcome of the creditors' meeting this morning, which coincidentally is at 10:30, so pretty much right now.
Now, you left deflated. Why specifically deflated?
Because there was no money on the table.
Okay.
At all. And essentially, what we've transitioned from is, look, yeah, everyone wants to save the mill. You know, it'll be economic catastrophe for the mill growers, the mill and the growers. But what we've started to push for is saving the shire, or saving the town of Mosman. And it's not just about the growers now. It's not just about the mill and the apprentices and everything else. It's about the economy that revolves around that particular activity. And if we take sugar out of the equation, you know, there's up to 550 odd jobs at stake. And if those jobs are lost and skills lost, then, you know, people don't have any prospects for work up in Mosman. They'll just have to relocate. So they'll take families away and everything else. So the skills drain, the families under duress having to relocate, kids having to go to a different school, all those sort of things have a consequence. And much of that is economic, but there's also social impact too.
As I understand it, Stephen Miles has offered a $12 million funding package to attract a viable buyer to take over the mill. What's your response to that?
Look, something's better than nothing. And as I say, after our deputation, we had nothing. And in all honesty, it was only the fact that there was people power. We had organised 50-odd people to come down on buses from Mosman. And whilst they were protesting out the front, it was a peaceful protest, nothing angry or anything like that, but demonstrating that this is going to have ramifications across the whole shire. That alone sort of made an impact, but it was enough to encourage Stephen Miles out of the school hall.
Yes.
And onto the street to talk directly with these people. And honestly, even in the words that he was addressing, but he must have made a snap decision because he put on the table the $12 million. Now, as you introduced, this is not necessarily going to be money in the kitty for keeping the operation of the mill going. This is about finding a viable investor who can put their own money into it. So it's a bit of skin in the game for the government. But it really requires the industry to step up. Now, whether that gains traction or not remains to be seen, but we're a heck of a lot further ahead than we were 24 hours ago, where we had nothing at all. And look, if there's no suitor on the, you know, on the horizon, very, very shortly, actually, then it will go into the next phase of liquidation with this administrator's meeting today. And from there, I guess we start to count down the clock in terms of, you know, jobs being lost and people having to move and stuff. So it is very much a last-ditch effort. And, yeah, I guess, and as I've been saying to a number of different people, we've just got to fight until the bitter end and do our best. And, you know, we can't do any more than that.
Jeremy, your deputation, you're meeting with the Premier, and you talked on and on about the issue and the challenges and what might be possible. Nothing transpired. Nothing was offered to you. How long from that moment until he put his hand in his pocket and found a lazy $12 million, how long transpired between the first rejection and the second positive response?
So our deputation started at 3:10, ran for about 20-plus minutes, so around about 3:30 we finished and we walked away from there.
Yes.
Well,
dejected.
We've done our best.
Yes.
Our posse of people in the buses weren't due to arrive until 4:30, and when they did, we sort of corralled the troops and they did a few chants and stuff about saving the town, saving the mill.
Yeah.
And it garnered a lot of interest and support, and obviously the security and police deputation there were looking on with keen interest, but they were very well behaved. And I guess because I'd had some, or had established some rapport with one of the chiefs of staff, I was able to go back into the hall and say, look, Amy, please try and get the Minister for Ag out. You know, I can't expect the Premier to ditch everything to come out, but somebody to talk to us. She said, leave it with me. And about half an hour later, probably about deputation, that's when the Premier came out. And look, he started just by shaking hands and engaging with the crowd, and you know, had a few questions asked of him, and it was all very civil, I think. And at one point, I thought, well, if we don't put him on the spot, he'll just sort of do his pleasantry. So I actually went over and said, look, Stephen, while you're here, maybe you can address the whole crowd. And that's sort of when it sort of emerged, and initially it was, you know, pouring more cold water on it. That's certainly how it came across to me. And by the end of his sort of 3 or 4 minute, it's on the table. So I suspect there was obviously, they had community cabinet in the morning. So I think there'd been some discussion about it. And so they had something prepared. But, you know, as I said, the words that he'd sort of spoken earlier was, we're waiting to see the outcome of the creditors meeting tomorrow, as in today. And, we're going to hold our powder dry. And I think he realised that with a body of people in front of me, I've got to say something. So that's people power. It was, look, you couldn't have asked for anything more.
Oh,
and,
God.
But look, that's the way, I guess, the political process unfolds. You know, if you get
really?
Enough people together, they stand up and they take notice. Credit to the people who spent their afternoon getting down. And, but that's just the way it is. I think we should just be thankful for it, John. And it's over to the industry now, and any prospective investors in this mill. Mm. There's been a lot of interest in biofuels and stuff like that, and I think, you know, if it's got a future, that's where it lies. But by the same token, we're not out of the woods, and it may just take the turn of having to be liquidated, and the money of, you know, that they've put on the table will go into trying to transition people out of sugar into other crops, other endeavours. So, but the long and short of it is, John, we got more than what we went in there thinking we'd get. So.
Well, you stood in front of him and got nothing. And half an hour later or whatever it was, or an hour later, he finds $12 million. Oh, that's the way you say government is these days. Well, that's, if the government is, any government is that unpredictable, my God, imagine dealing with them. It must be a nightmare.
I'm a pragmatist, John. I'm just thankful that we got something.
Yeah.
You know,
the casket. Relatively speaking, you had nothing. You ended up with 12 mil and a possible way through.
Yeah, absolutely. They'd obviously had some detailed discussion about this, and had been, prior to all of this, the industry, the mill and the cane growers had been having, you know, a very deep conversation with the Minister for Ag, Mark Ferner. And a week and a half ago, the Chamber went down as a delegation with the Mayor and a couple of other people with the mill and so on, had meetings with the Minister for Ag. So they were well across the issue. I think they were just very nervous of putting their hand in their pocket, spending more taxpayers. Look, as you pointed out, they'd already received a fair bit of money in the past.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you think about it from a government perspective, they're not wanting to throw money away, taxpayers' money. But in this instance, I think they recognise that, you know what, there is a community involved and it's not just about one employer. It's got ripple effects. And they had to be seen to be doing something, I think, is the bottom line.
I think Chuckles should have been a star on stage because he's obviously fronted up to you with a poker face through that whole discussion, knowing full well if the worst comes to the worst and I'm in a corner, I've got 12 mil in my pocket to wave in front of these people. I think it's a remarkable experience.
Look, John, I've not come across anything quite so dramatic, and you know, I don't think you could actually write the script for this. And at the end of the day, I think we just have to be thankful that we got an outcome.
Yes,
because there was nothing there that was going to guarantee that outcome. And you know, we played a pretty straight bat. We got the people there to support the deputation. That strategy, I'll learn from that. You know, if you're prepared, and you've put up a strong case, you know, you could achieve anything.
That's amazing, amazing. By the way, Scott Morrison would refer to it as a miracle.
I guess. Yeah.
I'm still in shock at how that's played out. But anyway, look, it's a good outcome, a better outcome, obviously, than what you're expecting as you walked into the second meeting. Jeremy, I've got to move on, but this is very interesting indeed. We'll stay in touch if that's all right with you.
Not a problem, John. I'm pleased and happy to be on air to tell people about it.
I bet you are. I'm still in shock, but I think it's an amazing outcome. Jeremy Blockie there. Now, Jeremy's the president of the Douglas Chamber of Commerce.